There's been a heavy law enforcement presence on the Health Science Center and Rellis campuses. Social media from Texas A&M Police states the report of an active shooter at the HSC is false, and the same caller reported an active shooter at universities today, which were also false. At the Rellis campus, Director Kelly Templin says multiple agencies responded to what's known as a swatting threat.
University Police Department, Blinn Police Department, we train police officers here. So a number of our folks that are here either training with TEKS or are still, you know, carrying a commission with TEKS are able to respond to this. So this is probably not as soft a target as people might think.
More information will be released from A&M Police later today. The week after Brazos County Congressman Michael McCaul returns from Taiwan, he receives a sanction by the People's Republic of China.
It's a badge of honor, you know, the way I look at it. I got sanctioned this morning by the People's Republic of China. I can't travel there. I can't buy property. So I've been a real bad boy, yeah. You know.
McCaul is in the studio visiting on the Infomaniacs at the time of the breaking news, spent 3 days in Taiwan as chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee. Texas A&M's Family Weekend means many motorists getting introduced to new medians along Texas Avenue in Bryan.
We're now finding out very much so is how do you egress, degress out of neighborhoods. And what I'm finding is in Bryan, we have no left outs anywhere.
Bryan Mayor Bobby Gutierrez says that'll result in residential neighborhoods getting more traffic.
Any truck delivery, anything else is going to have to send those back to the big trucks through the neighborhoods to get around to get to one street.
Speaking on the Infomaniacs, Gutierrez says he wants another meeting with TxDOT's local engineer when he returns from Austin. The owner of the Connecticut Hotel and Resort Company that's taking over downtown Bryan's LaSalle Hotel provided an update on their multi-million-dollar renovation and restoration at this week's Bryan Business Council meeting. Jeremy Buffum told WTAW News several architects, designers, and consultants are involved in turning the LaSalle into a four-star Marriott tribute hotel.
There are several different pieces to this hotel, including the plaza and the rooms and the public areas and the speakeasy.
Bryan City Council last September approved $1 million in incentives as part of a $6 million project. Buffum says the conversion's on track to start this fall, be completed at the end of the year. The Athletic Booster Club at Consolidated High School crying foul over the College Station ISD School Board's decision to help pay for covered batting cages at College Station High School. CSISD board members heard from the president of the Tiger Club, Tracy Melder.
I want to congratulate College Station for the hitting barn.
Cougar Club getting almost $74,000 of 2015 bond money, which will be combined with more than $107,000 that was raised by CSHS boosters. Similar deal was requested by the Tiger Club president.
I was approached by an anonymous donor that offered to backstop the $140,000 for Tiger Club and would just like to propose the same partnership for the district.
Chief Financial Officer Amy Draws brought up 2015 bond money paid for athletic projects last year at Consolidated.
We did some of the things for Tiger Field, the athletic field house, those repairs, the dugouts for softball. The 2015 bond funds were used for that as well.
Draws told the board going forward, Booster Club funding requests will start with campus coordinators. We'll hear more about the College Station High School Cougar Club's request being granted by the CSISD school board in the next half hour. Yesterday's church service at the Bryan College Station Salvation Army began with great news from Captain Marianne Villanueva.
I am so glad to tell you that we finished to pack in 2,200 kids for Christmas for the Angel Tree.
Contact the Salvation Army if you're interested in sorting gifts in their warehouse today between 9 and 5. And volunteer Red Kettle bell ringers are still needed. Sign up online at registertoring.com. The first state of the university address by Texas A&M Interim President Mark Welsh began with thanking students and employees for the comeback from events last summer that led to his appointment.
Thanks for walking away from that division. Thanks for really embracing that desire to get back on track, and thanks for being part of the solution.
Welsh shared what he wants to accomplish and what he calls the near horizon. First, he says he wants to fix the foundation of buildings, classrooms, lab space, and the number of faculty and staff.
We've got to get this university right-sized, if you will, for 80,000 students, because it's not there right now.
Welsh says one component is adjusting employee pay.
For so many decades, Texas A&M set the market standard in the Brazos Valley for jobs. You probably noticed College Station and Bryan are growing. We don't set the market standard anymore in every career field. And we have to stay competitive or we're going to lose great people from our university to better job opportunities in the community.
Welsh also brought up goals for the far horizon. That includes having the nation's number one student experience and number one veteran serving university.